Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan. Join me with my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
All right, gang. Let's get into our recap. Start this episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined our heroes in the aftermath of their battle with the Creeping Green. After helping to clear the battlefield, the gang made their way back to the Brendini Council to continue negotiations with the Stone Gripper Triplets. Though tensions flared between Taluga and Nancine in her private chambers, the two servants of their respective gods came to a shaky truce. Meanwhile, in the Council Keep, Theo and Glebnor taught Stagley the exciting world of Minotaur dice games and fostered his gambling addiction. With their council concluded for the night, the boys made their way into the market square to stock up on potions from a traveling Triton and her ocean lotions. Returning to Hamhead Tavern, the boys caught up on some Z's and were awakened early by two-thirds of the council awaiting brunch. During the chaos of the morning smorgasbord, Stagley sunk deeper into his gambling addiction but was quickly straightened out by Taluga's firm parenting. Finally, before heading into the forest, the Chaos crew made a pit stop at morning services at the Church of the Allfather. Despite nearly giving the pastor a heart attack, everyone settled in for a traditional Allfather ceremony, which included lots of sitting, kneeling, and chanting. Now our heroes make their way into the Vine-Cursed Mountain Forest in search of Ivy and the Barstock Demon. Well, fellas, I think we will start our session today. You guys are at the gate. You can see there's a lot of these dwarven soldiers are still kind of tearing down vines off of the stone wall. And you have a dark, spooky forest ahead of you on this path. Can I get perception checks before we guys kick things off?
15?
Well, you go perceptin' again.
Here I go perceptin'.
19.
16.
Okay. You all look down, and amongst like the corpse of that like weeping tree ant and these strange, you know, necrotic shrubs.
Call it firewood.
Yeah, it basically is at this point. You can still see that the vines that they were attached to do lead into the dark forest. And with those high perception checks, as you guys kind of like get down and kind of inspect the vines, I will say that if you kind of were to like crack one, you can see they're not full of water. There's just blood in these vines.
Gross.
Yeah, Reggie's like, ooh, yakaroo. Ooh.
I taste the blood.
Yeah, give me a...
There's a precedent for this.
Give me a medicine check, actually.
Yeah, last blood I tasted was... I figured out something, right?
Yeah, I think it... I think you kind of like hints of nutmeg or something.
14.
Okay, and a 14. Human.
Wait. What?
Wow, that's not good. That's human yeah. blood, guys.
And maybe traces of dwarf. Oh, it's a real mixed bag here.
With an aftertaste of...
You said dwarf?
Yep.
Dwarvish blood. You can really taste it with the alcohol.
How do they get that in the tree?
I don't know. I'd assume, and I'd point to one of the bushes that were just dead people.
Yeah.
Probably like that.
Oh, bush dead. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys even... I think Taluga definitely caught it during the fight, but maybe for Theo and Glebnor, I'm not sure if you guys even was pointed out to you. There are, like, corpses of Krizik soldiers inside some of these bushes. It seems that these plants are not driven by water. They are driven by blood and death.
Hmm. So the Wetbringer can't help us here.
And I will also say, Theo, one of the corpses is the guy you shot with an arrow in the Underdark.
Well, he had it coming.
Well, I mean, he was marked, yeah. So.
Yeah. It was only a matter of time.
Exactly. Wait, are these guys on our side?
No, they're the Krizik followers that
No, I'm talking about the bush.
Probably not. They attacked us, too.
Neutral bushes.
I think
they don't know we're enemies of possibly their enemy.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy.
They did brainwash, possess Ivy.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Oh, not bush mommy.
Who?
It you seems know. Like the enemy of these plants is just things with blood. So I am in the clear. You guys, though, are probably in trouble. Maybe Glebnor. Not really sure. You got a lot of fluids floating around in there, my guy.
I'm mostly fluids.
And I will actually say, since you guys did level up in between episodes, you guys can see that Glebnor's Zom looks great. It's glowing,
beaming.
This nice amber-orange color through his body in the center of his chest.
I'm going to shift the shield in front of it. Stop looking at my Zom!
Son, your Zom looks great!
You're embarrassing me, Dad!
You worked hard on your Zah. What are you talking about?
I still don't even really know what it is.
Neither do I.
Flex that Zom.
We'll figure it
look
out.
Look how
guys.
Strong my son is. Look at his beautiful Zom.
It's a beautiful Zom.
Enough about my Zom.
There's like a dwarf, like way up on like the like top of the wall, who's like, "What's a Zom?"
It's this, and I move his shield. Isn't it beautiful?
But ridiculous. Reggie's like, Glebnor, you don't have to be ashamed of your beautiful glowing Zom.
Let's see your gears then.
It's not so close to the wall, Glebnor. You mean my
organs?
My organs? I'll show them to you what? In the woods.
What?
Gonna go in the woods, show some guys my organs, normal stuff.
That's not normal, Reggie.
No.
I'm floundering here. I'm not good at improv. Let's keep going. Move, move.
All right, gotta go. Bye.
Into the woods. We're going.
Goo shoes.
Damn it, I forgot about goo shoes.
Bonus action dash.
All right. You plop your little, I'm assuming the...
Ride me, daddy.
I ride my son.
Can you two stop saying that at me? Because it happens so often now. And like, I do the editing on like some of it, so I've heard it so many times. It's so threatening. You make your little ramp out of your back.
All aboard! Can I make a little train whistle?
I take out the brown note kazoo. Train whistle, you say?
No.
Why?
Shoot a pot on the end of the kazoo.
Son?
Daddy?
What?
Might not be the best time.
Why not?
Well, there's no one around but us. What if we shit our pants? That doesn't help anybody.
I look at the kazoo. Oh, right. 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 It's
I don't have bowels, so give that thing a honk.
Oh, you want a good honking?
Oh, God.
Fingers in ears.
Everyone, block your ears.
I guess you do the brown note. See, Reggie's just like smiling. Just like, sounds nice.
How can we get the distance on it? See if homeboy on the wall.
Roll a D100. I'm assuming you guys are blocking your
ears. I'm blocking. Yes. So I know what's coming.
I'm going to have you guys make con saves at advantage. You still have to make some kind of saves since blowing it so close to you.
42.
Nat 20. Can I make extra pseudopods to block his ears too?
See what he gets first.
25.
Okay. You guys are like, we're not shitting ourselves this early in the mission. You see, as you guys are... like careening toward the woods, running on Glebnor. Glebnor's running, guys, riding on his back. You just hear one dwarf on the wall go, oh,
I'll have to go.
Wow, real dumb way to kick it off, boys. Let's do this. Let's get some survival checks. You can make them with advantage because you're riding on Glebnor's big dumb back.
21.
Okay.
11.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
I gotta be better than you.
Yeah. You two, as like he's running, the trees are so thick, and there's these like thick kudzu vines on everything. You have to duck down. You both are getting like hit in the face with like bits of leaf and tree.
Cowcatcher.
Glebnor, you're having a great time. You haven't used your big goo feet in a while, so you're just running full speed. You're ignoring this difficult terrain. Let's get a set of perception checks as you guys are running through the forest here.
I do. Okay, nat one.
A 15.
I got a 9.
Okay.
Did Reggie see anything?
Oh, I guess I will roll for Reggie. Reggie got a nat 1. Oh, no. He got a. Sorry, it was a 7. Reggie got an 8. So, Reggie's like, I can't see shit. It's so dark in here.
Language, Reggie.
Sorry.
Darkness is the problem?
I mean, for me, I don't know. What's going on up there? It's so thick, the woods.
I high beams.
Your eyes light up. For like little critters in the forest, it probably look like a semi-truck coming through the woods. You can see trees just getting pushed, kind of swaying back and forth. There's the sound of crunching wood, and then these two beams of light in the front. Oh, it's horrible. The whole operation's gross. You guys, why do you guys hate my woods so much? Right. Anytime I give you a forest, you just barrel through.
We're on a time crunch.
We gotta get to Bush Mommy.
Okay, who had the highest perception check, you absolute maniac?
I think me, I had 15.
Okay. With a 15, you can see that as you're running forward, you're about to run into what looks like almost like, I would call it like a scouting party of a freaky trees and bushes. You see, like, down the way, let me get some, give you some distance, actually. You guys are all kind of riding on Glebnor here. About 60 feet from you guys, there is like a giant black stumped tree. It's probably about like 6 foot tall and then broken at the top. Mm-hmm. From the top, there's just black ichor pouring out of the top of it.
Hmm.
It has two little tree arms that it seems to be navigating these small awakened bushes in front of it as they patrol the forest looking for life.
Do they look like the bushes that we fought at?
They look smaller and they're not on fire, thankfully.
Are there any dead bodies in there?
You don't see any dead bodies. These seem to be like a new batch of freaky tree monsters, I would say.
I'll probably point out the freaky tree monsters in the gushing geyser tree.
Yeah.
That might be the oil that we've run into before or worse.
Okay, well, hold on, guys. I think I have something for this. Everyone, group huddle real quick. And I hold my stick. In the name of Bleebly, we shall not be seen. And I pass without trace.
Oh, God. Everyone roll a stealth check. Glebnor with advantage. And you can add a plus 10.
God, for 39. And everybody's on me, so I'm gonna lobby.
I have a 34.
A 31 because I guidance.
What the absolute fuck. I just described you as a semi-truck flying through the forest.
Ghost truck!
And now, with almost a 40, which is just absurd, you guys have somehow immediately gone into a hiding position. You have stopped on a dead stop. You've all gone into positions behind the trees. These things have no idea where you guys are. You're completely hidden in the forest floor now.
I'd like to use message.
Okay.
Daddy.
Huh?
Daddy, it's me in your mind.
Oh. What are you doing in there? We gotta save you.
Shh. Use your mind. Should we sneak around these things or kill?
How many were there?
There's four small kind of awakened bushes and just this, what looks like this one just big black stumped tree beast kind of moving through the woods.
Well, I have another plan. So maybe stealth? We could stealth.
All right, I'll keep it moving.
Well, hold on. Huh? Everyone holding.
Holding.
Was the possessed ivy have anything on her that would be considered an object? That I would remember.
Interesting.
She is a plant. It is kind of like
old. And I think we'd always kind of described her as that her clothing was made of roots and vines. Yeah. I don't think she would have had an object that you would know
of. Not even a locket with the pictures of her two children in it?
Unfortunately, no. Where would she have gotten it made?
Town?
I'm trying to think. All right. Well, you know, plan B it is. We're stealthing in there.
Okay, I gotta just check one thing real quick.
Oh, is their perception gonna beat a 39?
No, it's more of like a...
I think their perception only had to beat a 31.
Well, Reggie rolled the lowest. He would have had a 19 total, but...
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie, come on!
Let me suck him into my body. He doesn't breathe.
Okay.
Let me see those gears.
Sorry, I just want to check because I have... so many like plant-based things. I just want to see if anything has like a thing where I can maybe sense things on my vines, but maybe they might not. I don't want to cheap you guys out of your ridiculous stealth check, but
I've realized I have a plus 8 to stealth. So I'm right behind you in stealth.
Make one more perception check. These things don't see you, but you'll probably see them.
16?
19.
22.
Okay, 22. The first thing you notice is that as you guys have stopped and kind of gone into hiding mode, it just feels cooler in this area now. It's going to get a little cold. And you look behind you and there's like a dim light of like three figures moving through the woods. Above a 20, you can see that they look like those vine blights, but they seem to be draining heat out of the ground as they move. More blights. They're in the area around you. You guys' stealth checks are too high. They don't see you. So it's up to you guys. You guys can take out this like batch of forest creatures heading toward Brandini, or kind of zip past them and try to get up the mountain quicker.
Daddy.
Yes, son. What is it?
Do Do you think this is too much for those guys to handle back at the wall?
Probably.
Clobbering time?
Yeah. But save some extra juice. We do have the big guy.
Will do.
All right.
Will do.
I look at Theo, I thumbs up and make gun sound symbols at them and just go.
I pull out the guns.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys can all get into position, and I'm going to give you a surprise round because you guys rolled so unbelievably high. All right. So let's go ahead and roll initiative.
17.
I also got 17.
14.
Okay. You guys can roll off if you want.
9.
17.
Well, right ahead then, God.
Reggie rolled way weirdly high. He got a nat 20 for a 22.
Oh my God, Reggie's.
He doesn't want them getting anybody.
Nope. Yep.
All right. Kicking off combat is actually going to be Reggie. Reggie with lightning speed pops up. He looks at you, Theo, and he's like,
I have learned to tap into more of my ancient magic. The gears are really turning, my guy.
He's going to use his 6th level clockwork soul feature, Bastion of Law. He's going to spend 2 sorcery points to give you a little clockwork ward. First time you take damage, you can spend a number of dice to reduce the damage. You have 2d8 you can basically take off the next time you get hit.
Love that.
And there's like a little spinning clockwork shield that's kind of hovering and floating with your animated shield around you. You're like kind of circled up by these shields now. Sick as all hell. My Shadow Blight would be going next, but they don't even know what is about to happen to them. Go ahead, Theo.
All right, I have advantage on these.
Not advantage. No, they're just surprised. Okay. Yeah.
Well, either way, I'm doing sharpshooter on these.
Yeah.
I'm shooting the...
Put the silencer on.
Screwing the really silencer quick.
I'm going to shoot the... What was it? Not the bushes and the...
The shadow, the glowing shadowy
the glowy
guys.
Yes, so things. These are astral blights. Okay. They're just glowy tree blights. But they look like they're really itching for some warmth.
Gotcha. I'm going to shoot at them. How many are there?
There's 3 of them.
Okay, I'm going to start with just one of them. Does a 13 hit them?
13 does hit.
Ooh, okay. 19 damage on the first hit.
Okay. A silent shot goes off, and that light is flickering very dim.
Somebody changed the bulb in this guy.
I'm going to line up a shot on another one and do the exact same thing.
Cool.
That's a nat 1.
Okay. That was on a different blade, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the gun will jam on your second shot on... the other one that's kind of coming through the woods at you.
Yeah. And then Executioner's Hand as a bonus action to the one that I already shot.
Perfect.
Also doing the sharpshooter feat. 19 down to 14.
Definitely hits. Hit. I'll tell you, with sharpshooter, you're going to be able to kill it.
22 damage.
22. You can see Theo takes a shot at one. And you see this light flickering, and then he sees another one. He puts the gun up, and you guys hear that gun jam sound. And then he pulls out his other gun and finishes off the one he had shot from before. Unbelievable. Anything your bonus action or movement?
Use my bonus action. No movement. I'm going to kind of stay where I am right now.
Okay, cool. All right, that is Glebnor.
We're all 4 of us clustered, correct?
You guys are all 4 clustered all around Glebnor.
How far is the stump?
Just to give you guys an idea on distances here, the stump is 60 feet away. The bushes are 40. And each of the blights, the astral blights, the 2 that are left are both 40.
I'm going to...
What's wrong there, buddy? Why are you upset? What about this situation?
Because I want to hit the stump, but he's 60, and I don't want to use my bonus action to dash because I want to use my bonus action for steady aim so I can fucking sneak attack whatever I'm hitting.
Wow.
I got problems.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to use my regular 40 feet of movement.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
To go up to one of the bushes.
Okay, you run up on this bush. It makes bush noises at you. Just like shakes leaves at you as you run up on it.
I'm gonna don my shield.
Okay.
Whip out the slime soaked hammer.
Perfect.
Imbue it with green flame blade power.
Okay.
And take her for a spin.
Give her a whirl.
Do Does a 25 bonk?
A 25 does bonk.
So that's 17 bludgeoning, 8 acid, if that makes a difference.
It doesn't. You guys see Glebnor flies up at this bush. It's dead.
Oh. Yeah,
you pull out your slime-soaked hammer. These bushes are very weak. They're just little bushes. Your hammer ignites with this green flame. You drive it down into the bush, and it just pops with goo and flame.
So...
Sure. Ipso facto, what do you like to do?
My green flame blade's going to jump onto the other one?
Yes, it'll jump to the one right in front of it, or one right next to it.
So I do a D8 for that.
Okay.
3.
Okay, distressed
on
bush,
fire.
Distressed bush noises. as flames not only are like erupting out of the bush,
I can't sneak attack that bush, can I?
No, because you don't have
it. It would be the initial attacking target.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you would have had sneak attack if one of your allies was up on him, but just because
I
two...
steadied my aim with my bonus.
Oh, action. You bonus actioned it. No. I mean, you wouldn't have needed it anyway. you obliterated that bush. These are just animated bushes.
I want to now stab the other bush with my sneak attack.
No, you just get a little flame damage on him.
All right.
Toluga, that
lightly
is you.
Lightly singed.
Yeah, lightly singed bush.
For
a bush, that's like horrible, though.
Yeah. I scoot up next to my son, and I'll take a swing at the bush that he just lit on fire.
Okay, sick. Guys are going into full weed whacker mode, running up on my bushes.
15.
15 hits?
Yeah, 6 points of damage.
Okay. The bush is just a twig that looks menacingly at you. It still has 1 hit point left.
It's yeah. Just one angry eyebrow.
It's just poking at your foot.
Punch it. 26.
He just grabs it and pushes his thumb forward to slap it in half.
Yeah. 5 points of damage as I just judo chopped.
Yeah. Perfectly cut twig as it falls apart. Anything with your bonus action?
That was my bonus action.
Okay, perfect. Cool. That is my other shrubs. They are coming to avenge their siblings. One is going to run up on Glebnor. One is going to run up on Toluga. The maddest bushes you've ever seen. These are just awakened shrubs. They have a horrible stat block. I just think they're very funny looking. It just looks like a little bush crawling around. They are both going to rake at you. First one on Glebnor is a 3.
Can't touch it.
Now this one goes for Toluga. Pure hate in its bushy heart. It's a 3.
I told you.
Okay. Cool. I just realized that the bushes didn't have a turn because they were surprised. So they would have missed anyway. Just know that they were just so angry. They bushed right up on you menacingly. All right. Place can go. Cool. Now we're starting back at the top of the order. Reggie is going to... I think he's going to run over and give Theo the help action to fix the gun. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm putting that gun away.
Oh, okay. You're not using it? He sees you go to holster it, and he's like, good plan! He's just going to shoot a firebolt at one of the blight that you were trying to shoot at before. I'll just fire that over there.
I'll just yell back to you guys, it's going to get loud!
What? Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That project isn't done yet.
Well, not that.
The junior.
I know.
Okay, nice. Oh, Reggie, look at him go.
Pulls out his Mega Man Buster.
He totally does. His hand goes into his sleeve. And a little firebolt shoots out, hitting that Astral Blade right in the chest. He's like, you want heat? I'll give it to you. Just fires that at him. Okay, that is my big scary tree boy. He's shuffling toward Toluga and Glebnor.
Not the shuffle stump.
Why do trees hate me so much?
I don't know. You've had like bad luck with trees.
We need to get Big T on our side.
I know.
We know Big T's been taking over.
Yeah.
Big T? The T stands for taking over?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be tragic.
So this thing is going to make a frozen shadow tendril at each of you.
Huh?
Excuse me?
First one will be a Glebnor. That is a 21 to hit.
Yeah!
For 2 cold and 5 necrotic damage. I don't know if that matters to you.
It does not.
For 7 total. The second will be at Toluga. It's a 15 to hit.
Nuh-uh, you suck.
This big, like, thorny, cold, just... bit of bark swings at you and you dodge out of the way. Dope. Okay, that is Theo again.
All right, so now I pull out the hand mortar.
Okay.
Splash damage.
I'm going to line up against the one that I nat wand on.
Perfect.
And sharpshooter feet on this.
Okay. Sharpshooting a mortar is just funny to me.
A 26 down to a 21.
That'll do it.
23 damage, fire damage.
Oh, yeah, this thing explodes. Reggie's like, hell yeah! So you fire the mortar into the woods, and there's like that second delay. This mortar just lands in this thing's beating like warm chest and explodes. There's like a burst of flame in the distance and like the bit of the forest.
Is the other tree within 5 feet of that?
No, he's at like an angle, so he'd be about 20 feet from that guy. All right. Let me just double check distance for you real quick. He is... yeah, 40 feet from you.
Okay. And then going to use the hand mortar on that other guy for the second attack.
Perfect.
With the same thing. 26 again for a 21.
Perfect.
24 fire damage.
God. He might be dead. You can't tell. It's just there's just smoldering in the distance. I'll let you know he has 2 hit points left, but he's not having a good time out there. There's a little tree man on fire. It looks, you guys turn back for a second. It looks like a forest fire behind you. It's like Vietnam over there. There's explosions going up, fire bolts, bullets. It's complete chaos.
We're just over here bonking.
Yeah, here I go bonking again.
Bonus action, I'm going to use Executioner's Hand with sharpshooter feet. Don't need to, but I'm going to.
Yeah. Just a flex.
18.
18 will hit.
21 damage.
You're like, is that guy dead? And then you just see him kind of wander out of the woods, this little tree guy, and then you just put a bullet right through his head. Falls on the ground, still smoldering. Not looking so hot.
Then I'm going to turn around and start going towards them. Guys, I got them!
Yeah, you did.
Good job!
Hell of a job.
Perfect. Glebno, that is your turn. You have a bush to your right and the big necrotic stump in front of you.
I'm gonna take the risk of getting opportunity attacked by a bush.
Okay.
I'm going for the stump, Daddy!
All right, chop it down.
Honestly, you can actually get to the stump without taking an opportunity attack because the bush is so close to you.
Oh.
So you're kind of, you and Toluga are kind of back to back with a big stump in front of you and a bush flanking each of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well then, here I go fucking stumping again.
Go for it.
Does a 15 hit the stump?
15 does hit the stump.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's a big stump.
Green flame blade, activate!
Go for it. Flame blade up.
So that's 10 from the hammer, 5 bludgeoning, 5 acid.
Okay.
Daddy's right next to me, so I'm going to sneak attack him.
Sure.
We're getting sneaky for another 2.
Okay, okay.
And then we're going to use our flame blade. That'll hopefully splash onto these other dicks. 8.
Okay. It's actually going to be 16 because he is vulnerable to fire.
Yes!
I would have thought.
Well, he's like cold too, so.
Yeah. Again, the tree is just like, that was my impression of a tree. Nothing happened. They don't make, it's just crumpling sounds. There's a sizzling sound as like your hot hammer cuts through this like frosty trunk. And then you're going to bounce some of the damage to one of the shrubs, right?
Yeah.
What is the shrub bounce damage?
Bounce damage.
Shrub bounce for another 2.
Okay.
Whichever one looks more hurt.
Neither of these guys got hurt yet. So the bush to your right just burns away. Like, oh, like I had one little flower growing on the side. It just lights on fire.
It's not on my watch.
That is Toluga.
Man.
Shrubs to the left. Trunk in front of you.
I'm going to swing at the shrub.
Yeah, fuck this shrub. Get it up.
23 to hit the shrub.
Yep.
For 12.
Yeah, you put a hole through the shrub. You gotta punch the shrub, your fist goes all the way through, and just, like, foliage explodes around your hand. That bush is dead.
And then I'm gonna unarmed strike the tree. I'm gonna, don't worry, son, I'll help punch this tree.
Get him, daddy!
A nap on.
You punch, it's like a winter tree. There's, like, frost on it. Your hand almost breaks as you hit this, like,
oh
the
God.
Hardest part of the stump.
You gotta punch the part I melted.
Son, I haven't seen you punch yet, all right? I'll tell you how to swing your axe and hammer.
Withdrawn!
the shrub next to Glebnor, having lost its little flower, in a fit of pure rage, is going to try to rake you.
God, I thought you were say on, it. Shrub. It goes into a rage.
Come on, shrub. It's a nat one. It's so upset. It's a nat one that only got it to a 2. These bushes have a +1 to hit.
I blow on it.
It kind of gets pushed back a little bit. Kind of like a tumbleweed. It kind of straightens itself back up. Okay. My Astral Blights are dead. So that's going to be back around to Reggie. He's like, don't touch Glebnor, you horrible bush! He's going to fire a firebolt at the bush. Misses. Wait, hold on. With a 12, he still hits the bush. Bushes have terrible stats. This was really for me, folks. I just like using all these plant monsters. Yeah, he fires a firebolt at the bush that immediately ignites in flame next to Glebnor. Oh yeah, you're dead now! It's just a... Yeah, you warm your pseudopods
on it.
That is the Shadow Blight. Okay, so I could try to do some damage to you guys.
I could try that.
Or I could do the funny thing and summon more bushes. So
he has a bush summoner feat.
Yeah, the Shadow Blight is going to use animate plants. I'm going to summon 1d4 bushes.
Fucking bush heads.
Oh my god.
You'll be in this forest all day with me in my bushes. That's 4 more bushes.
No, it's so many bushes.
Oh yes, my bush army is growing. This is like when you play like Magic the Gathering against someone with like a really annoying deck that just is summoning bullshit over and over and over again.
You mean you?
Yeah, shut up. All right, I have 4 more bushes. So powerful. So many bushes. I'm high on the power of all these sweet bushes.
If we
bushes.
Kill the stump, does the bushes go back to being just bushes?
Maybe. You'll have to find out.
You'll have to beat my bushes first.
Yeah. If you can get past my twisted bushes...
Why don't you stop beating around the bush? Just tell us.
Sorry, I had to paste all my new bushes on the map. I was really excited about it. Okay, that is your turn, Theo. He just used his turn to get more bushes.
I'm just running up. Do you guys need help or what?
Something with fire, please.
All right. What am I shooting? The big stump?
Stump.
All right. hand mortar to the stump with sharpshooter.
Okay.
So 28 for a 23.
Yeah, that'll hit the stump.
That's 23 fire damage.
Okay, did we double that yet?
No.
Okay, so the stump is dead.
Are any of the things within 5 feet?
They all are, actually.
But they're just poor regular bushes now, right?
So they need to make a 8 plus... 3, 11, a DC 16 dexterity save.
I guarantee you these bushes are so fast. It's a -1 dex save. So let me make 4. Let's see how, if even just one of these bushes can dodge, I will be very happy about that. That's a 4, a 6, 17.
Gets them to a 16
and a 12.
Pass.
Okay, one bush. Like, does a little parkour flip for no reason backward to get out of the way of the splash damage. You two are also within 5 feet of the immortar going off, so I need you two to also make a dex saving throw.
2 fire damage.
Do I use danger sense on this?
You would.
I saw it going off?
Yeah. And these guys are also have fire problems, so it's actually 4.
Wait, what I have to beat?
Dex save 16.
Oh.
Dex save?
I did a 22 and then nat 20'd it.
I got a 12.
How cool does it look?
You slink out. You and the bush both do the same move. You dodge out
synchronized dodgings.
And Toluga turns around as it blows up in his face. How much damage did you do to Toluga? 2, right?
Yeah. Just 2.
Yeah, if you had eyebrows, they might be gone right now. But luckily, you're a fish.
I'm so dry now. What'd you do to me?
You'll regenerate your slickness.
Anything else with your turn, bud?
Well, yeah, that was only one attack.
Okay. Go ahead. Mortar away.
What's the farthest one from Toluga?
The one that dodged out of the way is kind of on its own, away from everybody.
All right. Gonna shoot that guy just normally.
You wish.
Does a 14 hit him?
14 does hit.
That's 10 damage, and I'm assuming it goes to 20?
Yeah. So the bush expertly dodges and then ignites in flame immediately. Fully destroyed. He would have been better off if he had stayed near everyone else. Because he wouldn't have singled himself out as someone to shoot.
Not to see here, don't push.
They do have a thing called false appearance where if they don't move, they can pretend to be a bush again.
And then bonus action, executioner's hand to one, just a normal shot.
Sure.
28 to hit.
Okay, I'll hit. They have 9 armor. They're bushes.
That's just 6 damage.
That's exactly, no, I'm gonna, that's exactly how much damage.
I was going to reroll the damage. But
the bushes have 10 hit points and you did 4 to all of them, so... Yeah, one of the bushes is like just like kind of on fire and going to his kind of clip. You just shoot it easily. You guys are borderline bored during this fight. You guys are just killing weird plant monsters. Yeah.
Why do you have to make so many more bushes?
I don't know. It's like we're grinding rats in the beginning of a game.
It's Galepnor's turn.
That's all lazily bonk one of these things. You know what? I'm going to use that spider dagger.
Sure, why not?
Why
for
not?
Funsies.
I never pulled this thing out.
You guys are like, we never get to try new weapons. This is a good opportunity.
12 hits?
12 hits.
For 8?
Yeah, it's 6 hit points, so you just... Yeah. You just stab it. It's like stabbing a bush. It doesn't even feel satisfying. It's just like, you're just plopping it in there. Gross. Taluga.
And I take my woodland staff and I just start swinging it.
Not plant on plant violence.
Mm-hmm. It's 25.
25 will hit.
Or 8.
You just bonk this bush into the dirt.
Bonus action, punch the one that's left.
There's none left. They're all dead.
I thought it was 4.
You killed two of them.
You killed two.
Yeah, you guys are now just standing in a bunch of foliage. It's just like burnt leaves and like a weird exploded stump in the middle of the woods.
Kind of stinks over here. You guys want to get back on and keep moving?
Is the oil still coming out of the thing?
Stump, yeah. The ichor?
Yeah, it's still kind of just oozing all over it. It kind of almost looks like sap, but much thicker and darker.
Does it look like the... Is it the ichor that oil? The tree oil that we had oils? Before?
Can I get like a... What's it called? A nature check, maybe? Or survival, everyone's higher for you?
Please survival. I'm going to do survival instead.
22 survival?
Okay.
I re-rolled to survival, so it's just me.
Fortunately, this is not your friend or anything like that. I would never do that. Just put Big T in here to get murdered unceremoniously while summoning bushes.
Is it the same stuff that Big T uses for our anointing oils dripping out of this guy, though?
I would say that the way that anointing oil works, he has to make that goo into a healing ointment. Okay. I will say, this is basically if you were to do like an acid spray on someone, it's that. It's just like twisted dark sap.
Do we have any jars?
That's what I'm looking for.
I think I'm fresh out.
I'm going to dump out my water skin.
Okay. What is your water skin made out of?
Some form of leather.
Yeah. Same thing every other water skin's made out of.
All right. Roll a luck check then.
See if you're short of water skin.
Can I lobby for something?
Sure.
The greater potion of healing that I had Reggie pour on to right? Can I do a luck check to see if I got that bottle back?
We did say perfect. We don't litter, so.
That's true. You guys have been very anti-littering, which I do like. What'd you get there?
2.
Okay, so you take up this like leather water skin and kind of.
That's right through.
I was gonna say you like pour some of the like this black oil in. As you hold it up, it immediately burns a hole in the bottom and pours out on the ground.
I do a big frown.
I got a 14 on the luck check.
Yeah, you did. You would have grabbed that glass vial.
All right, so I want to just scoop up some into there and see that'll be anything.
Perfect. Let me actually look up the baggy neck again, just to see what his healing oil would have done, or his acid oil would have done.
You gave Ivy a pamphlet, right?
Of course I did.
One of the old paper pamphlets?
Of course I did.
Okay. Why? We'll get to that. So yeah, when you scoop up
gets pamphlets.
When you scoop up this black liquid, basically this will act as like an acid spray like bomb you can kind of throw at someone.
Okay.
It'll be your ranged weapon attack thing to hit, basically, like whatever you throw for like a dex thing to chuck something. If it hits somebody, they'll take 2d10 plus 3 acid damage. And they will have to make a DC 13 dex save or they will fall prone and covered in sticky oil.
Dope, I have a plus 10 to those, so.
Oh, hell yeah. Probably all right. Yeah, but the forest has gone, like, dead quiet again. Now that, like, the battle, it was so chaotic for, like, literally 18 seconds. And then it got incredibly quiet once again. Yeah, it's just dead quiet now in the woods once more.
I'm going to use my mending tattoo to fix my gun.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that is wicked sick, actually. That's so smart. yeah, you like put your hand over the gun. You feel a little cog spin on the tattoo, and your gun just attaches itself back where it's supposed to be. Dope as all hell. All
right. I have an idea, Bleebly. This will be the first time I do it, though.
Go for it. Let's see it.
I'd like to remember the pamphlet that we gave to Ivy, because she's the only one in this forest that we gave a paper one to.
We met her and then immediately met Big T.
And Big Fuck. T didn't keep his.
You would have given her a pamphlet.
A paper one.
And I would like to locate object.
Okay. All right. What's the range on locate object?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's 1,000 feet. It is 1,000 feet.
Cast locate object. And there is a ping of magic south travel moving through the forest. I'll also say, if you were to have tried to keep following these tenderly roots, eventually you would have lost the plot here. They would have gone back into the earth. But because you cast locate object, you can see as you're following these like blood-soaked vines through the woods, there is a part where the ping of magic leads you a little bit more southeast. Up the cliff toward Brackenridge Peak.
All aboard!
And we're going to do it stealthily, too, because I pass without trace.
Yeah, go ahead and make a stealth check, everyone.
All right. How long does...
Pass without trace has an hour.
It is a concentration, so I'd break concentration on pass without trace for locate object.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got a 26, cool. Then.
Okay.
I got a 15.
This is good for me, if you guys can't concentrate on both at a time.
22.
We have an Reginald.
Yeah,
Reg. Oh, yeah, little Reg here.
Don't fuck it up, Reggie.
He's not very good.
Jesus Christ.
Reggie got 19.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Did better than I did.
He's like, I learned my lesson. I'll be so sneaky. I'll be like Gort.
The shadow.
Yeah.
He does a little barrel roll into like a dead bush and then gets out of it.
Gross, never mind. I forgot that one was alive. My
Come
bad.
Come on, everybody.
Let's do this.
You guys slink and sneak your way up the mountains, pass through the woods. The forest is very dark now. Theo no longer has a problem with that, though.
I do not.
And also, we had a new day. Can I get a beard check?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot you now have the belt of dwarven kind.
I love the idea that it kicks in when he remembers about it. So it's just like half a day would go by. He's like, all right.
It's only a 5, no beard.
Oh, yeah. You guys notice his beard just looks a little less full today.
You all right?
What happened to your beard?
It's just, yeah, not feeling it today. Yeah, it's just.
Is that how beards work?
You're asking me?
I mean, it makes sense. We're so far from the dwarves now. You're probably losing some of that dwarvish juju from back there.
There you go.
He has no one to compete with.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, Glebnor, I bet you could grow a pretty weird-looking beard.
Remember when that time I had the feathers?
That was fun. True. Teluga, I don't know. The fish men never grow beards?
Let me try.
I don't. You're going to strain yourself. Teluga, you've already been under so much stress. This can't be cool for your heart.
You just see a blood vessel pop. Just, he brought up all the stress. It's just like his eyes go bloodshot.
Whoa, okay.
Do you need a hug, buddy?
No, I'll be fine.
We're going to have a self-care day soon. I'm
going to pat Daddy on the back.
Yeah, he needs it. Well.
It's okay.
Here's it.
We'll get you a beard. We'll get some seaweed. Make one.
We'll get you a beard.
I hate seaweed.
Wait, what?
What?
Moving on.
You guys are lucky you're so fucking sneaky. This conversation is so loud, stupid.
How do you know? No, 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 no.
Yeah, I like the idea that your message is like a walkie-talkie into someone's head.
Just think of the Metal Gear.
Bring, bring.
All right, so you guys get to the top now. Well, give me just like a survival check just to see if you guys... I mean, it is a good... You know, you're mountain climbing, so...
7?
9.
Old. 19.
Okay. Unfortunately, Talugi and Theo, you can get a point of exhaustion. It's a long trek up this mountain hill.
I'm going to use my advantage that I got from the Allfather.
Yeah, sure.
Talugi? Oh, we can do that.
No, you're good. Oh, sorry, Theo.
I'm using my advantage then.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that point of exhaustion.
Okay. So am I.
Guys, what's going on back there?
I've been carrying everybody. I'm tired.
I got nothing for you. Hold on.
Let me give Reggie one as well.
He's a robot.
Yeah, Reggie's actually fine. He's like, I can go all day.
Me too.
Leaving calories is stupid.
Well, hold on. Da, da,
da, da. You see Luga's just kind of dancing on your shoulder.
For exhaustion, you have to do a long rest?
Yeah, when you take a long rest. All you're going to really have for this is just a disadvantage on ability checks.
Yeah.
That first point. It's mountain climate. It's tough up here. The woods are super thick. Even with Glebnor's mobile getting through the difficult terrain, eventually you guys are just kind of tuckering out. Fortunately, you didn't, really go through too much stress fighting off those little bushes. It's pretty casual. All right.
We just see the forest on fire behind us.
Let's look back. I bet it's fine. It'll burn itself out.
And let's get some perception checks now with disadvantage for two of you, unfortunately.
Nat 20.
Okay.
7.
8.
Okay. Nat 20. Okay, so after a long afternoon of hiking, we'll say with like the failed survival checks as well, this took like hours to get to the top of this little peak here. It's already getting dark, and you guys had started, this morning basically onto your trek. But as it's getting dark, you can see buildings through the forest at the top of this peak here. You guys were told that there was a small village at the very top of Brackenridge Peak, and you're starting to see it, but as you get closer to Nat 20, you can see that all of these buildings have been crumpled under the weight and pressure of these massive vines. The entire village has been destroyed by this kudzu curse, and the vines here are thick on the ground. Just even walking on them, it's hard to not get your feet stuck in these thick green vines. Nat 20, I'll also say, you can see lots of dead villagers. I'll say you look down, you can see there's like a dwarven man that it looks like a vine went like through his mouth and out his ear.
Gross. How does that even work?
You can see people that were just strangled by these vines. There's some bodies just already being decomposing at a much faster rate than you'd expect. As like the floor of this like earth is just absorbing all of their nutrients and blood into their giant network of vines here. With a nat 20, I will also say that as you approach this destroyed village, again, not many houses up here, 10 to 20 possibly. It was like a small outpost before you made your way down the mountain toward Tidagol back in the day. Mm. You can see little beady eyes watching you as you come into the village square. And I will say with a nat 20, you notice on top of one of these buildings, a small hat, a tiny squirrel, all too familiar. You notice the Ratatosk from 20-something episodes ago.
You son of a bitch, you did this.
You're here to bring me my bag, fish man?
That's if you're strong enough to take it from me.
I came with help this time.
Like a coward.
What's gonna be even, Steven? Because last time you guys ganged up on me.
Well, there's four of us. How many are there of you?
Ratatosk, show yourselves!
You see, on like another one of these buildings, kind of popping out from a window, there's another Ratatosk wearing like a little jean vest. he's just flexing
greasers,
looking mean. There, and then at the back of the village, that it seemed it was kind of out of view, coming out of a building, riding on top of Poppy.
I was gonna ask
Fenric's strange capybara-esque mount. You can see there is a Ratatosk warlord. He is standing in this like little tiny golden armor. He's like, you hurt one of my kind. You will all die here now. Give us the bag and all your items or we will kill you.
No.
Do it.
No.
Give it.
No.
Give it now.
I'll give you like each a taco, but nothing else.
No, no, no. You die this day.
No, you die.
There's only one way out of here. In a body bag.
No, I can literally go backwards. There's no fence holding me in.
Block their path.
And you see the one with the jean vest like slowly scuttles down and like gets to the bottom.
I slowly start.
He like walks over to the path behind you guys, kind of out of breath.
You're not going nowhere, see? Ah.
He pulls out like a pocket knife and just kind of like poking at you.
Oh man, good thing I have this. And I pull out my stick.
That's a stick. There's plenty of those out here.
Okay, go ahead, roll initiative. I've been waiting to do this stupid fight for 20 episodes.
15.
19.
Okay.
10. Oh, there you go. I will say, since I am a man of animals, I would like to non-lethally...
Oh, no, he's got Fenric's
Yeah, he's got Poppy. Well, I mean, it's not like Poppy's malnourished or anything.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Ryan, can I make a check to see how well Poppy's been in health?
Sure, insider animal handling for him, if you would. This is like my own fault. I do this all the time where like I'll set 14? Things up as like a spooky encounter and then you guys just fight dumbasses, which to me is just very funny, but I guess it does kind of take the sting out of some of my world building sometimes.
That was a 14 insight.
14, Poppy looks fine. Probably eating like a lot more like nuts than it would have normally with Fenric.
I mean, she looks, they actually took care of her. I mean, diet change, but I mean, you know.
Why are they such assholes?
Gaze upon my mount and die, fish folk! It's not yours.
It's mine! I found it!
It doesn't make it yours.
I took its turnips, making me its master.
So if I take your turnips, does that make me your master?
Yes.
No, it yep. doesn't.
Yeah, no, that's yep. how
no, it doesn't work yeah. that yeah. way, yeah. actually. No, you're
hey,
wrong, actually.
Where are your turnips?
Don't tell them where the turnips are. Don't tell them.
Daddy, I find the turnips!
I'd like to perception.
Locate turnips.
I've seen those turnips before. I recast locate object on the turnips.
Oh, God.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Because I only have two level two slots. I can't burn my second.
Fair enough.
So, at the top of the order. So, Tulug, I'll say, because you, the greaser Ratatosk was... trying to shank you.
Yeah.
You're kind of at the back of the group here. There's a little Ratatos is right in front of you. You guys are all still kind of grouped up a little bit in a circle. About 30 feet away, riding Poppy, is the warlord Ratatos. And then the Ratatos in the hat that you remember, I'll say he's about on a little building. We'll say he's 20 feet up. But all these guys are within your movement speed. This is a horrible ambush. They really thought this would go so much better. And Reggie, once again with a nat 20 on initiative, is like, I want the smoke, baby! He's like ready to fight.
Jeez, Reggie.
He's going to immediately fire a firebolt at the one that with the like the little greaser one. He's like, get away from him, you little dirtbag! Fuck you!
Love your enthusiasm, Reggie.
He got a 21. for 12 damages. He just blasts that dude with fire. out of control. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Theo, you're up next.
All right. So I'm going to shoot the warlord with Judge's Sentence.
Okay.
I'm going to go for his shoulder.
Sure.
I'm going to use sharpshooter.
Perfect.
I'm assuming an 11 misses.
11 will miss. He's kind of a small target, actually, riding on top of Poppy, and you're trying not to hit Poppy as you're trying to fire at him.
I'm going to do the exact same thing again. That'll be less, and then Executioner's Hand, the same thing.
Cool.
And does a 14 hit?
14 does not.
Okay.
You're just like, Poppy, move, move, as you're trying to fire down the way. Ratatosk is just riding this giant capybara charging at you. That is the regular Ratatosk, so I'll have my greaser go first.
Came to the wrong part of town, blub.
He's
blub.
I flubbed it. Oh no, this is my big moment.
Jeez,
who's leading you?
That guy. He's better at it. I'm gonna gore you.
He goes to bite Tulug on the foot.
Nuh-uh.
It's a 15 to hit.
No.
He's like I don't even know why I pulled the knife out if I was going to try to bite you. I'm
it's
all mixed
so
up.
So weird, man.
I don't know. This is...
You want to go home?
Shut up.
I won't hit you if you leave now.
He's going to bonus action disengage and run into one of the houses.
I'll be right back, boss. I promise.
He just disappears after failing to bite you. The other one is like,
"You're embarrassing me. Ah, give us the bag."
He's gonna dive off of the roof and go to go for Theo here. Same thing. He's gonna try to bite Theo. He's gonna go for a gore. 18 hit?
18 hits.
Okay. He like just gets out of the way of your floating shield landing on top of you. He bites you for one piercing, but then 13 psychic, which I think is just embarrassment that this guy's biting you. He's just on your neck as you're trying to like rip him off.
Toluga, this one dies.
I also need a DC. Fine. I need a DC 14 wisdom saving throw as well.
10.
Glebnor is going to kill Toluga. You have to stop him right now. You're charmed for one round. So next round, I'm going to need you to attack Glebnor. Okay, Glebnor, it's your turn.
You're going to go into a rage.
Good call.
I wonder why.
How dare you try to turn my god against me?
I remember you. You tried to turn into a gooey box and you thought it would get stuck underneath it. Fuck you.
You fell into my pit trap. My 1 foot pit.
It was so small, I should have seen it. No!
It was just a puddle, son.
Kill him! Kill him!
He's yelling at Theo in his ear. Now he's on his shoulder.
I'm going to attack it.
No!
Slime soaked hammer. I don my shield.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Does a 17 bonk him?
A 17 does bonk him.
So he's going to take... Oh, and I'm... Green Flame Blade! So, 7 bludgeoning, 5 acid for 12.
Okay.
We're going to get sneaky.
Yeah, he's next to Theo.
For another 4.
Okay, okay.
Another 5 fire.
Okay.
And because I'm raging...
Another 2.
Fit 2.
Yep.
Plus another 4 of my divine fury.
Damn, your shit's fucking starting to go off, huh?
Yeah.
Only took 6 levels, but all the multi-classes are starting to really click, and I don't care for it. Yeah, he has his, like, bell rung. You rip him off Theo's shoulder with it. He gets bonked by the hammer. It's on fire. There's holy energy in it. You're pissed.
Radiating.
And he's on the ground. He looks up at Theo, and he's like, "I told you, he's gone insane. He's going to kill us all if you don't stop him." That is the warlord who is going to charge forward on Poppy like a maniac. He is going to go for Reggie, actually. he's going to leap off of Poppy. You guys are all just now this like clusterfuck, basically, of little squirrel guys fighting everyone. Let's see here. He has a little spear. It looks like a toothpick that he sharpened, like really, really sharp. He is going to make 2 short spear attacks at Reggie. Hits on 1. Reggie's like, okay, ow, ow! He gets on top of Reggie, and he's smaller than Reggie, but he gets the spear like behind Reggie's arm. You can see that like there's sparks and stuff, and he's like, "You're gonna ruin the mechanism!" He's like jabbing it inside. Reggie is gonna take a little bit of damage here. Okay, perfect. Let's see if he has any stupid bonus actions. He does have a bonus action. He's going to use "I'm bigger, that's why." As a bonus action, he is going to command the woman in the hat to use an attack against Glebnor. He's like, "Bite the goo!" He's like, "I don't want a boss!" He's like, "Bite him! I'm bigger! That's why! Bite him now!" He starts trying to bite
Glebnor. Guys, come at me, squirrel!
I think I'm onto something here. We kill the big one, we rule them.
It's only a 10 to hit. He's like, "I don't wanna!" He's like trying to bite into your skin, but it's all gooey. He's like not getting any purchase on any part of you that's real. It's just like the wet outer layer.
Nice.
Gross and stupid. Okay. Toluga, that is your turn with Reggie up after him.
I guess I'll go up to the big one. You're the big one. No, I'm the big one.
Don't listen to him. And don't then listen.
Then I'm going to channel Divinity Radiance.
Oh, God.
So DC 15 con. It's going to be him. I don't see the other
guy. No, that guy like disappeared.
And then,
in the house. He's hiding in the house.
It's going to be the one in the hat, our mortal enemy.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
And then I'm going to...
They both fail?
I was going to say, I'm going to attempt to non-lethal the one in the hat.
Sure.
That's 17, Brady.
17?
Yeah.
The one in the hit, when the flashbang goes off, just goes unconscious. He was trying to bite Glebnor. He looks up. There's just a... It's like light explodes. He looks incredibly dazed. He is knocked out. And say, what was the damage again? 17?
17.
Okay. Warlord did not love it. Doesn't look psyched. Not having a great time.
Then I'm going to bonus action. I'll pump a flurry into this.
Yeah, sure.
It's a 20 and a 22 to hit. It's 5 and 7 for okay, 12. 12.
Stop punching my armor. It's new. Just wailing on him. Trying
just
to get him
up
off
already. Because no, I'm bigger.
We're winning. We're actually winning. You fools. You foolish fools. Give us your things. It's Reggie's turn. Reggie's like, you are not winning by any metric. He is going to try to... what's he got here? Reggie has like no like attacking things. He's like just like a little buff machine. Yeah, he's just going to firebolt him. He's like, I will burn you, you freaky little guy. That's a nat one. He's like, never mind. He's moving all quick. I don't want to hit you, Toluga. Hold on. Keep punching him. I'll get this sorted in a moment. Theo, it is your turn. You're charmed for a round. Basically, he is a foe to you in this moment. But you just have to basically just spend a round attacking Glebnor. How much you want to pop off on him, I will leave up to you.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to. I'm trying to figure out the mechanics of it because...
I don't think you'd be making like sharpshooter shots or anything in this state. I think you would just be using your normal attacks on him.
Okay. Then it'll be 3 shots at Cliff. Not happy about it, but
take on him raging.
26 to hit.
No.
13 to hit.
Nope.
20 to hit.
No. I'll take 2 hits.
12 damage.
So 6.
9 damage.
5.
Yeah.
4?
Oh, yeah, Ron's down.
Ron's down.
Okay, yeah. So 10 total.
Yeah, bolts just whiz through your goo body.
Ow! I don't like being on the end of this.
And yeah, like the minute you pull the trigger, you're like, oh no! Like you immediately stay
I did not mean that.
It's okay, we got him.
The rad tox was in the building, runs out from the side of the building. He's like, don't worry, boss, I got him!
Yes, I'm your boss.
No, shut up. I was just getting more knives in there, which I will be using soon. Not now, but soon.
Yeah, okay. I'm waiting.
Everyone shut up or you'll be just as confused as me.
He's going to use divisive chatter. I need you, all three of you, to make a DC 14 charisma saving throw.
Oh, jeez.
I'm so bad at these.
That's a 7.
That's a 9. I'm using my luck point.
Okay.
I might as well use the inspiration because we'll lose it after this day, right?
Yeah, lose them on the end of the line.
I failed it regardless.
Okay.
Waste.
13.
All right, you guys are under the effect of the confusion spell, basically, for a round. As he's screaming at you all, you guys are like, what is even happening up here? Like, we came here to find Ivy. We're going through a vine cursed forest, and now we're dealing with these assholes? Like, the whole day has just been so crazy. There's a lot of bullshit with this, but basically, you can't take reactions. The start of your turn, you have to roll a d10, and then if you do, I will tell you what happens on your roll. Is you're just real befuddled by this nonsense. And he's like, I did it, boss! I did it! Look how freaked out they are! Okay, bye! He runs back in the building. Glebnor, that's your turn.
I'm gonna roll my d10.
Roll your d10.
And hopefully it's light the building on fire. 6.
You can't move or take actions on this turn, but you can use a bonus action if you have any.
I'm gonna bonus action hide.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you just kind of puddle down.
Where'd he go? That's fine. I can't really see in this building so good.
Ridiculous. The warlord's like, look at you all, befuddled dummies. You give it up now, and I'll stop my onslaught of magic and power against you all. You have time. You have time, fish man. He's kind of like poking at you with the spear before he makes his attack. Give up. No. Give me that bag of holding.
Never.
Give me all the treasures and treats you have inside.
No.
Okay. Fine. Fuck you then.
Wait, was that easy?
No, I just... I was hoping you'd give up because of how confused you are by everything that's happening.
I'm just so confused. Why would I give something up if I'm confused?
We are at war! He's going to use Chatter of War.
What is happening, guys?
I hate these little guys.
I hate them.
I need another DC 15 charisma saving throw.
From everyone?
Yep.
I'm hiding.
16.
Yeah, you too. It's everyone can hear them.
It's a 2.
Okay.
Zero.
You guys have disadvantage on all your attack rolls.
Is DC 15?
DC 15. Okay, I made it. You're fine. You guys have disadvantage on your attack rolls till the next round.
Sick.
I think I finally found the way to break your impenetrable fighting force, which is just with the stupidest enemies in the books. Okay, that was my chatter of war. Taluga, can I get a D10?
This is so dumb. Finally, I've gotten to do my rat toss.
Seven.
Okay, seven. You can use your action to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature within your reach. So roll a... this is a straight luck check. 10 or above, you'll attack the warlord. Lower, you'll attack Reggie.
13.
Okay. Reggie's like, why are you looking at me so funky?
You just look so hittable.
Shut up. Go ahead. You can make your attacks on the warlord there.
It's 18.
Okay. 18 hits.
12 points of damage with the stick.
Okay. Bonk him real hard.
I'm getting real tired, so I flurry this man. 15.
Okay. 15 just misses.
And a 10, so I miss both.
Yeah. And he, as you bonk him with the stick, you go to punch him, and you're like hitting the weird little outer shell of his strange armor.
What is this made out of?
All right. Oh, I didn't even... Reggie also failed the confusion. So I will roll for Reggie. 7. Okay, he has to make a melee attack. He will roll a luck check. He's going to go for Theo. He has to be a melee attack, which he sucks at. So let's see. He's going to try to stab Theo in the foot with a dagger. It's a 22 to hit.
Oh my god, Reggie!
They're just like, where even are we right now? Take 5 points of piercing damage. As you're all confused, you look down. Reggie just stabs you in the boot with a knife.
You bastard! I'm sorry. I'm so confused. It's all happening so fast.
And then let me check. I want to see. I think the confusion thing was just for a round. Because I don't want this fight to go all night, given how stupid it's being. Oh, you have to repeat the saving throw. Okay, DC 14 charisma saving throw at the end of your turn, please.
Oh, I haven't gone yet.
You're next. Oh, okay, so yeah, you make a DC 14 charisma save. Sorry, you as well, Taluga.
Nope. Still confused.
Okay.
I got a 16. Okay. I'm free.
All right, free of this cursed fight. Reggie is also no longer confused. He looks up and goes, oh, my bad. Let me get that out of there. He just kind of yanks it out of your boot. Okay. So Theo, is now your turn. D10.
Two.
Two? You can't move or take actions. You can take a bonus action.
I'm going to use my bonus action to shoot
the warlord.
The warlord.
Go for it. What's he pointing at me?
I don't even care. I'm going to use sharpshooter. I'm going to use, Deadeye. And sharpshooter.
Okay.
So it's just a straight roll.
Straight roll. Perfect.
My chatters of war have not scared you, human man.
That's a natural 19 for a 29 to hit.
He's pointing it at me so aggressively. What is happening?
That's 11 plus 21 damage on him.
Okay. You blow his left arm off.
Oh my god.
Ow!
You just see Theo gritting his teeth like, you fucking hate these fucking ratatosks.
DC 14 charisma save to get out of your confusion.
14.
Okay. No longer confused. Just mad.
Huh? I don't know what's happening.
Don't worry, boss. I'm here to back you up.
Yeah, kill that squirrel.
He runs behind Theo and leaps at Theo. He's going to go. He doesn't have his. Actually, I guess he'll recharge for the chatter. See if he gets it back.
Oh, God.
Does not get it back when it was before. Yeah, so he will make a core attack at Theo. 13 to hit, misses. Miss.
Yep. Aw, shucks!
He's going to bonus action disengage and run back in the house.
We just light the house on fire.
Glebnor, your turn. D10.
Huh? What? One?
One. You have to use all your movement to move in a random direction. So roll a D8.
Four?
Okay, you run... Like where the... You actually run toward Poppy at full speed.
Nice!
You're over there with Poppy now, and you turn around and just are looking at the battle.
Can I... Wait. The warlord's on Poppy, right?
He jumped off Poppy when the fight's kicked off.
Can I mount Poppy?
It says you can't take an action this turn, but I guess you can do it as part of your movement.
I used all my movement.
Oh, that's true. You used all movement to go in a random direction.
Can I do a bonus action?
Yeah. Give me an animal handling check. We'll just do it like that. You basically would do like a free skill check kind of on this one.
Six.
Poppy's like, what are you doing? As you're trying to climb on top
of me. I know your dad.
That is the warlord. He got bonked and shot. He's mad. He's going to try to stab Toluga with his little spear.
Nuh-uh.
I'm gonna.
Nuh-uh.
Shut up.
No. I'm just better.
One was a 17?
I'm going to warding flare that one.
Fuck. 21.
All right, yeah.
Pokes you for 11 piercing damage.
Ow.
Kind of stabs you in the stomach real quick. Just going to poke you real deep.
Just give up and give us the bag of holding. I can do this all day.
No, you can't.
Rolled a nat 20 on my charisma save.
Oh, you are no longer confused.
Hell finally.
Yeah. Toluga, your turn.
I'm gonna swing.
Go for it.
25.
25 hits.
7 points.
He's looking real fucked up.
Use my flurries.
Okay.
It's a 16.
16 just hits.
And a 10.
Okay, so just one hit.
5.
Okay, he's good. He's like... He's all bashed in. His armor's all dented.
He's got one arm.
He's got one arm. Huge welt on his face from fighting.
I'll give you a chance to surrender.
Maybe we could come to an agreement.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Maybe we rushed into this. Maybe. A little. I suppose... If you just give us all your gold, then we'll let you go. That'll be...
Really?
Yeah, I feel like maybe that's more fair. You can keep the bag, and then we'll take all the money.
Okay, sure.
Deal?
Yeah, deal. And I'll open the bag, and I'll give him my 48 gold.
Perfect! Hell yeah!
Now you'll never bother us again?
No!
We're good?
Never.
Hey, your buddy over there is unconscious.
Can we take him hostage?
No, he comes with us.
But we keep Poppy.
You can keep Poppy. That thing is a lot to feed. It went through all of our store of nuts and grain, like, immediately. It's been a real kind of sink on it. Do you guys have any way to put an arm back on, or is that kind of...
I could
that's
try.
Gone, right?
You couldn't
well, hold on.
I could match it with the other one.
No, that'll probably... I'll probably be good.
Hold on, let me try. And I take out a sewing kit.
Okay!
I need a ridiculous medicine check.
Alright, hold on.
It is a squirrel arm, which to me, for some reason, feels like it wouldn't be as difficult, but maybe not.
Now, don't move.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yep.
And I need one of you guys to be my nurse and give me the tools I need.
Scalpel.
And I'll use that as a flavor for them to give me the help.
Okay.
Basically asking you to help me.
I'm going to hold the squirrel down tightly so it cannot move an inch.
I'm going to give him a stick to bite on.
And I'm going
to
get all the gold, right?
He's just crying. He the stick down.
You're going to want to bite on that, right? It's going to hurt.
This is going so good.
All right. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, 27.
I don't know how. Somehow.
Bleebly magic.
I bleebleeved.
I think maybe it's also like you're standing over this ridiculous surgery, Theo. And like, this guy sucked. And you took an arm, so you feel pretty good about it. You really wanted to kill him. But you can tell that Toluga's trying to do a good deed here. These guys were horrible bandits. Maybe they'll get better eventually, but... And as this guy's about to die, you just give him a little spark. There's just a little spark of bleeply magic.
Oh, my arms never felt better. Oh, good.
Quick, son, pamphlet.
What's this?
A little information about the god who just reattached your arm.
Helped reattach. All right, let's not take away from my surgery skills.
It was incredible needlework.
Our wonderful plope here.
I stitched my name into that. In cursive.
What?
He looks down, almost looks like a tattoo, like around the back of his arm.
Well,
You guys now will know not to mess with our woods again, huh? How about that? Yeah, you've learned your lesson, so I can leave.
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you have any information about what's going on in this destroyed town?
Oh, it's... Well...
Well, we know the Barstuck guy's back.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
I've just seen what he's been doing. There used to be a nice little town up here, and it is... Oh, it's... They're dead.
Yeah, we see that.
We moved in, so we thought, you know, they're not really using it, so...
Fair.
You know. But it's even sketchy for the animals out here. The thorns are kind of crushing and killing everything. Lots of blood. They're into blood stuff. It's a lot of... It's confusing. It's plants and blood. It's not good. Oh. Hey, boss, can I come out? You see this little Ratosk in his little jean vest comes out. These guys give up yet or what?
Can I smack him?
Yeah. Go
ahead. He agreed to being smacked.
15.
Ow! Oh, I guess you haven't learned your lesson then yet, you tough customer. He pulls out a switchblade, spinning it around.
I'm going to go to the one I knocked unconscious. I'm like, I hate to do this. I really hate to do this. I put my whole hand over his body. Just get up already. I cure wounds him.
You guys gave us, did you guys give us the bag and you've given up?
No, but we reached a mutual understanding.
So what do we get?
48 gold.
48 gold, which is all they had. I negotiated a pretty good expert deal. I am your warlord. It was a good deal. I see you all judging me. No, boss, it was good. You put him in a hard corner they couldn't get out of. Well, we're going to leave now.
Hold on.
Yeah?
I'm going to do judgment shot.
Okay.
Oh.
Insight check.
Okay.
True, he hasn't healed.
He has not healed.
So it's an insight check on the warlord?
Yeah, the warlord.
It's 5?
Okay. I got a 15.
Okay.
I basically I'm going to hold the gun under his chin and just say, look, you can take the money. No more bad stuff. All right? Yeah. No more bandit crap because you're horrible at it.
I mean, with 48...
All right? What you're going to do is you're going to patrol the forest under the name of Bleebly, and you're going to help people.
Bleebly like the frog guys?
The frogs believe in me. I'm Bleebly.
They're being really annoying about it.
Yes, well now you get to be very annoying about it.
When can we spend the 48 gold?
You can spend it whenever you want, but you have to patrol the forest and do good.
I don't want to spend the gold, though. Boss, don't worry, we'll get to spend it soon. We'll get us a sick new cape or something.
Yeah, you can outfit yourselves, but then you know, you're like Robin Hood.
Oh, I like that. Heroes of the forest.
Yeah.
That was our idea, which we came up with. Let's go, boys. You see? They run up. One's just kind of like waving the pamphlet above his head.
I put an arm around Theo. I'm like, Theo, that was a really big step for you. I'm proud of you. And I pat him on the back.
Yeah.
Add 3 Ratatos to the believer count.
You can add 3 Ratatos to the believer count. And we'll pick things up here next week on Dicey Situations. Always a pleasure. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.